Hyundai has just announced its next generation electric vehicle, the Ioniq midsize SUV, which will be in Australia in the third quarter this year. Scott Naga, Hyundai's Senior Manager of Future Mobility and Government Relations, can't wait for the Ioniq to arrive.
We've got another vehicle coming this year called Ioniq 5, which is going to be the next level. This vehicle is going to have a battery that can take 400 and 800 volt charging. It'll take 350 kilowatts into the battery of charge, so it can charge the vehicle from 0 to 80% in around 12 to 14 minutes. And it'll have over 500 kilometres range. It's got a vehicle-to-load capabilities where there's a power point at the base of the back seat to be able to plug appliances into, or you know, be able to power elements of your home. So the technology is rapidly advancing, and we should definitely have a chat once that car's launched.
I'm David Brown.
No matter what type of vehicle you're looking for, you'll find a review at carreviewcentral.com.au. Log on now to check out Peter Barnwell's review of the new Mazda BT50. Rob Fraser's been driving the Audi RS4 Quattro Avant and the Jaguar F-Type R Dynamic Coupe. While there's also a review of one of Australia's best-selling small cars, the 2021 Hyundai i30. All those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.